The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. We're live here inside the MDN studio. So I feel the need to address a topic that we got into early this morning because there are a lot of folks still asking, the heck are we going to do? First, the record snow that fell on Monday. And it didn't dawn on me at the time. Until I saw a news report, that's right. They got to get all that damn snow out of the stadium.
So according to reports, the measured snow on the field was 13 inches. The most they've ever seen, according, you know, the people that are in now. Yeah. It's the most they've ever seen to remove. Obviously, they've had more in the stadium in January, but they don't have to clear it out.
Right. Crazy. So have to remove all that snow. And they were talking about how, not just the snow on the field. You got to get the snow out of the stands. And so the way that they, the way that they described it on the newscast is like, you start at the top and shovel it all down. I was like, wait a minute. You mean to tell me they got to shovel all that snow down to the bottom and shovel it on the field? But one of the event staff members sent Ira a kind of a picture inside. So they actually had chutes and they were shoveling
orange
it
chutes,
into,
yep, to go
shoveling
down,
into the chute and get letting the chute carry the snow down. To the field, and then you got to get a truck down, but you can't bring a dump truck down on the stadium, can't get it in the tunnel. So you're, smaller trucks getting all that snow out day after day after day after day. So a Herculean effort by the folks over at the University of Michigan, and kudos to, everyone that was on the crew getting that done. I found it hard to believe.
Let me tell you, by the way, the field looks awesome. Like, they did a terrific job of clearing the field.
I had no doubt that they'd be able to clear the field. Of course they're going to clear it. You got to clear the field so the game could be played.
So the next thing was all the aisles, and then the rows. And so
I feel that the aisles you knew were going to get done, too. The rows, that was what I was – like, I think I'm going to get the rows done. I didn't think so in their entirety, but looks like they are.
Yeah, so it looks like they're – as they go by the rows, they lift it up and put it into the chutes, and then the chute sends it down to the field, and that's more snow for them to remove off the field. But the field was cleared first to make room for them to push more snow down. But when we get into the stadium tomorrow, we are all going to be really impressed. And if you happen to know someone that did some of that shoveling, give them a pat on the back because that is a job. Man, that is a job. Now, as Miz and I were just talking, they use the chutes at Lambeau, which makes sense. They have a lot. Obviously, they deal with these games into December and January, and they play outdoors, playoff games, Sam, and outdoors, things that your team's not familiar with. But they have to clear out the snow as much as possible, and they're very used to it. At Penn State, I mentioned the story from the 90s where they used inmates in the state penitentiary to help clear out the snow at Penn State before a Michigan-Penn State game. So wherever you can get the labor from, they've got – because it's a lot of bodies to clear out that. It's 90-something rows. That's a lot of snow.
Sometime in the future, maybe not in our lifetimes, Ira, but as spending continues to rise, one of these stadiums is going to have radiant heat, right, where they could just
– melt.
They could just turn it up. They
heated driveways, right?
Yeah.
Man, you know how many coils and whatever that would be to be in, like, all the benches and all...
One of these days.
But if they could turn benches on and make them into heated seats for the fans, they could... The tickets are already pretty expensive for the game tomorrow. You could charge twice that if they had to turn that on, and people would pay it.
Right? Yeah, they would.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, they would.
Are you kidding? I'd pay an extra $100 for my seat to be toasty.
Right? People would absolutely pay for it. We won't be alive to see that happen, though, obviously, but... At any rate, to get back and be serious for a moment, so they had to clear all that snow out. So that's one thing. People, it'll be a safe, safe environment for the players, of course, top priority. And then clearing out the stands, the aisles would be done for sure. But they've done such an amazing job getting all those rows cleared out. Amazing. What they can't do though. Is just manifest more parking out of thin air. The parking options, which is what I'm getting all of the questions about. People are like, where are we going to park? The golf course is closed. Pioneer closed.
If you have prepaid parking for Pioneer, it still works, but no only cash.
Prepaid.
Right. Only prepaid and season passes. Golf and Outing, a limited amount of their season passes. And U of M Golf Course, the handicap parking is still on the lot in front of the clubhouse area. Those parking spaces are open if you have, you know, permits, et cetera. But, yeah, that's like a lot of spots that are gone. And the other prepaid spots around town at the surface lots, like over at Revel and Roll and other places, are all pretty much, if not, at last check, they were all pretty much sold out. My guess is by now they are all sold out.
Yeah, so there are some other options around. One that I've heard a lot of folks say they're going to do is park at Briarwood and shuttle over. Plenty of parking in the Briarwood lot. You know, ride over in a toasty bus. How much is it? You know how much the shuttle is?
I think it's like $1.50 each way, maybe something like that. I think it's like $1.50. It's very moderately priced. It's convenient as far as right off the highway to get to the mall. And then, yes, warm buses. So after the game, if you're a little cold, you hop on a bus, you'll start warming up before you get to your car.
Yeah, you're probably going to be waiting a while.
You might have to wait a moment to get on a bus. If I was celebrating a really fun victory, I might even make that mile and a half, 2 mile walk back to the mall. After the game's over, get that heart rate going a little bit. Probably keep it a little bit warm while instead of standing in line. But easy place to park down there, relatively speaking. If you want to go the other direction, maybe you're going to be in town after the game and you're going to go out, park in one of the surface lots or the garages around town and just walk the other direction and head to the stadium. I mean, it's not ideal in the grand scheme of things, but it's better than nothing. I know some of the churches around town, they'll have their lots cleared and have some, the parking that you can drive up and pay to park. The one down stadium that's west of the stadium, there's usually lot spots over there. But it is going to be, it's going to be a circus around that area as people try to find parking. So, for example, if you usually drive in and you park at 9 a.m. for a noon game, you might want to add a little bit of time, make it 8 o'clock, right? If you usually go in at 10 a.m. for a noon game, you may want to go in at 9. Doesn't mean you want to leave your car after you park. You may want to sit in the car and have the heated seats going and the heat cranking.
To the key and listen, down to kick
exactly,
off.
Listen to us, but you're going to want to be parked wherever you're going to be so you don't have to – all of a sudden it's 10:30 and you're going, I can't find parking, and now you're really scrambling because you want to get inside the stadium. So add a little extra travel time for parking and all other kind of stuff because it will be a little bit different tomorrow than we're used to for these football games.
All right, folks, let's go to the phones, 734-998-1050. Let's stay in Ann Arbor and talk to Gary. Gary, you're on the Michigan Insider. What's up?
Yeah, well, the snow's been up. I just want to let you guys know that when it snowed Monday, I looked back at the climate records for Greater Detroit and looked at all the Novembers that had 6 inches of snow or more. Now, that doesn't mean it was all in one snowfall. But it's actually, last year we had 6.7 inches, but we had a lot of 1 and 1.5 inch snowfalls, and it was never a big deal. And we also broke 6 inches in 2015. Now, here's the interesting stat. There's a gap between 2015 and the previous time we had 6 inches of snow in November. 1978, 1977, and then it happened twice more in that decade. So in the Bo Schembechler years, 1974, 1972, but the 11 inches, Detroit had 9, and I use their stats. That's like the fourth snowiest November going back to 1880. So we're talking in stratosphere here. So, but the logistics that you guys are talking about, I'm a Ann Arbor resident, and for those listening, even your lawn options, unless you have their phone number of the private property you park on the lawn, like some of the nearby streets, whether they have that cleared out or not. So you really need to spend an extra hour finding a place to park, because all the residential areas are pretty much, I'd say 80% of them are not options. So it's going to be really tough. And don't forget, this kind of snow keeps the atmosphere colder. That's why it hasn't melted off. It's compacted. I mean, if you measure the snow on the ground now, we got about 3 inches. But it's harder to melt because it's compacted. It's cloudy. It started off clear at sunrise, but we're back in the clouds, so it's not melting. And even if it did melt this week, the ground would have been a quagmire anyway. So it was a lose-lose deal. The only saving grace is that the snow fell on a Monday.
Right.
And Michigan had all this, and Ira mentioned that astutely, as he always does. And that's the saving grace, because the university has all this time to get the logistics in order to mobilize and clear the snow out of the stadium. So that's. But it's very, very rare. Even of all the Novembers that had a 6-inch snowfall, and it wasn't just one single storm, there's only about maybe 20 or at the most 20 since 1880.
Thanks a lot, Gary. Historical perspective there. Appreciate it as always.
The houses on Snyder and Berkeley and those other houses in the area, yeah, it's going to be a mess.
We got to get to a break. Back on the other side, close things out here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.